Yesterday, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld another ruling against Maricopa County in the ongoing racial profiling lawsuit that began under former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Joining me now is New America fellow Jude Joffe Block to talk about what is yet another loss for the county in this seemingly never-ending case. Hi, Jude.
Hi there, Mark.
All right. So, Jude, the racial profiling lawsuit filed against Arpaio and Maricopa County has been going on for more than a decade at this point. It's the reason Arpaio was found guilty of contempt of court. He was then, of course, pardoned by President Trump. And now we should mention he's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. So what exactly is this latest ruling all about?
So to answer that, let's go back 2 years ago to summer of 2016. Trump was still a candidate for president. Arpaio was still sheriff. And that's when Judge Snow weighed all the evidence from that long drawn out contempt of court hearing and determined Arpaio and some of his staff had deliberately violated the judge's orders by making immigration arrests after he was told to stop. And the judge also found the sheriff's office had withheld evidence from the court and had manipulated the internal affairs process so the officers involved in misconduct wouldn't face any punishment. And Snow issued an injunction, and this one said Arpaio's office wasn't capable of doing their own internal affairs investigations, so the independent monitor would now have oversight. He also put in an independent disciplinary officer and an independent investigator. And on another note, the judge also said the county had to compensate immigrants who were wrongfully detained by Arpaio in violation of court orders. And so the county appealed, but now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld it.
So what was the county trying to argue about why the judge's order shouldn't stand?
Well, there's been tension all along in this case about who exactly should be responsible in this racial profiling lawsuit. So initially, the sheriff's office was a defendant in the case, but at some point, the Ninth Circuit decided Maricopa County was actually the appropriate entity. And the county still keeps trying to argue they're not responsible at different points along the way. So they tried that. That didn't work. They also said this order went too far. They also said there's a new sheriff now, so that should be taken into account. But the Ninth Circuit decided this original order stands. I heard yesterday from a county spokesman who said the county will keep appropriating money to reach compliance with court orders. And he said there's been no discussion so far about whether the county will try to appeal further.
So, Jude, this lawsuit was brought by the ACLU. The judgment, of course, is a win for them. Do we know how they're reacting?
Well, Cecilia Wong of the ACLU put out a statement yesterday saying, quote, systemic civil rights violations of this magnitude require systemic reforms. Maricopa County must continue to implement these court orders for the protection of all its residents. And, you know, we're seeing tension from this legal fight spill over into the Senate race. So the ACLU of Arizona, for the first time ever, is getting involved in voter outreach, in part to denounce Arpaio's record ahead of the Senate race. They put out an anti-Arpaio ad, though it's also critical of the other Republicans in this race, Kelly Ward and Martha McSally, for their hardline stance on immigration, too.
All right, so Jude, what happens next in this seemingly never-ending racial profiling lawsuit?
So the additional oversight to the internal affairs process at the sheriff's office still stands. So far, the county has spent over $1 million on the independent investigator and disciplinary officer. And the county is still on the hook to compensate immigrants who were wrongfully detained by Arpaio's deputies. They've set aside another $1 million for that. And according to the Arizona Republic's calculations, this case is on track to cost the county $130 million by the end of the next fiscal year.
All right. That's New America fellow Jude Joffe Block. Jude, as always, really good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too, Mark. Thank you.